This podcast is powered by The Plug.
I was kind of underwhelmed. So I don't know what to think about Texas Spears, but I'm hopeful that this is going to be a good one. I think it's time just to get to it. Welcome back to another episode of the Beards, Bourbon, Whiskey Podcast. The whole gang is in the building, man. Got my man Angry Principal holding it down.
What's up?
Got my man Bo in the building.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. So we all the way from the red zone, but we going all the way down to Texas, dog. The big, stupid, huge continent of itself down
in Texas. You know how big Texas is? This just brought up a quick memory. I was getting out of the Army, and I remember I was driving back from El Paso all the way back to Michigan and whatnot, gotcha. Right?
Yep.
Texas so big, I drove out that motherfucker into New Mexico, back into Texas. That's how big that shit is. Yeah,
that's wild. I've never been to Texas, bro. It's something.
I will say this: West Texas and East Texas, they almost like two different countries.
Really?
From my experience, anyway. Okay. This was wild. Yeah. Anyway, my bad.
Nah, shout out to Texas, dog. Yeah.
Shit, they 12 hours apart. They better be.
That's a huge state, bro. Yeah. Now, what I'm excited about with this one, though, is that this is actually something that was gifted to us. All right. Shout out to El Whiskey Lero. That's on IG. Make sure you follow him, man. Hooked us up with a bottle of Steel Austin straight rye whiskey, right? So this is a bottle and bond, though. So it's 100 proof. And it's rye, right? So I know we always had this conversation about rye, but I actually, I'm coming along with him.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely excited to see, what's to this. Angry Principal then found some more interesting facts about the Steel Austin, though, and the distiller down there. What was we talking about off camera, though?
Well, okay, so one, this is 100% rye, Texas rye.
Okay.
They want to make sure that they make sure you know that this is from Texas. It's supposed to be a grain-to-glass distillery. So I guess they're tracking where they get their grains from, and they may have partnerships with different farms and things like that. So they're trying to really become a craft distillery. They're trying to do that. And they got a lot of brands in here. Okay. But they got this thing called the Order of Nancy. And I thought it was kind of cool because it's like a little secret club for them.
Yeah.
I don't think they have any spaces now, but it's they said come back later, there may be a spot that opens, but now they got more members than they can take. So
we part of the gang now.
Hey, man. I think that means like honorary like degree for us.
There you go.
Honorary.
I take it. Yeah. Now that's dope though. But what I'm really curious though is to how I'm going to enjoy it, because I have to be honest. I think a few months ago we did Devil's River, which is also from a Texas distiller. And I was kind of underwhelmed. So I don't know what to think about Texas Spears, but I'm hopeful that this is going to be a good one. I think it's time just to get to it, though. Go check out the cork and see how that go. See, that's going to be the opening act right there.
Yeah, let's pause for the cork.
Okay.
All right. Pretty good.
Decent. And also, too, what I wanted to mention is that the... what is it on the front? I forgot. Which one is
rabbit.
This? All right. The one with the rabbit on the front is the 2024 spring version. All right. So this is one of the newer versions. It was aged for 5.5 years. Again, bottled and bond. So we're looking at 100 proof on that. Kind of excited to see what it's going to be like.
Sells for $80. And this is a seasonal release for them. So they release it and they give the artwork based on what season that it's going to be released in.
Makes sense for the spring.
Yeah, springtime release.
For sure. All right, so let's see what we got here. Let's check that out. All right, let's see what we got.
We got some legs on it.
Not super oily, so that's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that, man.
Spicy vanilla.
Yeah, I mean it is a rye, so
yeah.
You're right. Spicy vanilla.
Yeah.
Maybe a little cherry. Maybe a little.
I got
bit.
Grape.
Grape.
I got grape off of it.
Some kind of reddish fruit.
Yeah,
I think.
I'm feeling some cherry.
I'm not getting any cherry or apple.
Nah. See what it tastes like, though.
Eat a lot of vanilla. I guess.
Well, damn. This is a.
Say lemon?
Yeah, I'm about to say something citrusy. Lemon, a little bit almost. Maybe on citrus. The finish to me. I get some heavy lemon, heavy spicy lemon, then or vanilla.
It's some chocolate. And then some kind of
citrusy fruit on the finish.
There's some chocolate in there somewhere.
As you end, it's like a dark chocolate.
Okay.
Like that bitter chocolate.
Yeah.
I get that, but that's at the end.
Like a cocoa. Like a deep.
Dark cocoa. This is actually pretty good.
I'm up with this.
This is actually pretty good. I ain't gonna lie to you. Again, I wasn't originally, you know, a fan for real of rye.
Yeah,
but
I'm a rye. Yeah,
is good.
I still don't get the cherries or apples, but I do get the grape, the lemon, and the dark chocolate at the end on the finish. But it disappears.
It's pretty complex. There's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, but this disappears for me. Once it hits the back of the sun, it's gone.
Yeah. It's very peppery, though.
It's sticking to the rye.
For sure. I like it.
Yeah, don't have spicy Mexican and then this. You're in trouble.
My bad. Texas rye.
Yeah, Texas rye.
Texas rye.
Exactly. We got you. All right, El Whiskalero. I fucks with this, though.
El Whiskalero. Cheers, my brother.
I like this. And even though it's not the traditional, like, obviously for a rye, it wouldn't be. But, like, for me to like it, usually I would think something sweet has to be in it. Yeah. But I don't need it. Like, this is good.
That lemon really brings out everything in this. I like.
What's the proof on this?
Lemon. 100 proof. 100 proof.
Bottom, right? Yeah.
Yep. No, this is dope. This is dope. I like this. So, I guess we got to go around the block and see what y'all are thinking, you know, for real.
See that label, all right, though.
Oh, so there you go, dude. Still Austin.
Yeah.
I like this shit, though. I like it. And I'm going to tell you one thing, too, that I think is cool about it is that it is a rye, but honestly, and I haven't had a lot of ryes, but I think I like it because I don't have anything that I can compare it to. Like, I feel like this is, like, I know that it's rye because of the spiciness, but it don't taste like anything I've ever had before.
So, I think my favorite rye is probably that Jack Daniel's special.
That's probably
my favorite rye, right?
I ain't with it, but I think
that's cool. This doesn't surpass that, but it's
up there.
It's competing. It's in the fight, you know.
Okay.
My comparison is Traverse City rye.
Traverse City rye
is good.
I think it holds up pretty well with it.
Yeah, this might be a little bit better than Traverse City actually.
Now that chocolate comes out with the cigar.
Okay.
I'm smoking an Emperor's Cut out of Houston, Texas. Black-owned company.
Yeah. We're all Texas today.
Yeah, so okay. I am smoking an Emperor's Cut, and it really does a good job of bringing that chocolate out at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of dope, though. Yeah, I fucks with it. All right, so you already know how that works. So we got the preliminary analysis. We go shoot to commercial break. Maybe even want to try a splash of water after this, maybe? Or do y'all really do that with rye? I don't know. Maybe that's not a rye thing.
Won't hurt with a rye. Let's try it.
Yeah, we can give it a shot. So we're going to go to commercial break real quick. But when we get back, you'll get that 1 to 5 Black Power Fist ratings. And maybe we'll add a little splash of water to it. But we'll see you on the other end. But till then, you already know what it is, man. Everybody loves BBW. That's Beards, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast. We'll be back in a minute. Visit the website right now, www.everybodylovesbbw. That's Beards, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast. And we're back. Thank you guys for hanging out through the commercial breaks. You already know what it is, man. Everybody loves BBW. That's Beards, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast. Whole gang is back in the building, man. Add a little splash of water to it. So we go see what happens. I see the nod of approval. Right.
So all of a sudden, you know, I love cutting grass. So this smells like fresh cut grass. It's had that when I put the water in, all of a sudden I got a grass smell to
it. Maybe that's that lemony.
That might be lemon grass or something. Yeah.
The cigar did open it up for me a little bit, though. Yeah. Brought out some more flavor. Brought out that chocolate for sure, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
But I'm not really a fan of that heavy vanilla on the nose and that chocolate on the finish, man.
Yeah, I think the water brings out the chocolate a little bit, too.
Yeah, yeah, but it definitely mellowed the taste a little bit.
Yeah, it takes away the pepper. The water, it takes away the pepper. I like it either way, though. I can have it either way. You know how sometimes you add water and it's like, oh, this is way better, so I'm going to have it that way. I think with this one, I could have it either way. So I would probably, on a chill day, I could throw a cube of ice in that joint and still enjoy it just the same. So definitely don't want to mix it with anything, though. This is good to go as is.
And don't eat spicy food. Don't pair it with anything spicy.
Yeah, don't be sitting there eating a spicy burrito. No. Or some hot Doritos, because I eat hot Doritos sometimes. But anyway.
You don't eat no hot Doritos. You can start a fire with Doritos. What?
Survival tactic.
You fucking serious?
I'm serious as a heart attack.
You can start a fire with Doritos. Fire with
Doritos.
You know I'm eating Doritos I've ingested in my life? Damn. So, Angry Principal, we're going to start with you, dog. We're going to go ahead and give it a rating system, dog. On a 1 to 5. Black Power Fist ratings, though. What you giving it today?
All right, so you know we got to compare a little bit. Okay. So I am putting it up against Traverse City Rye. Mm-hmm. I am putting it up against Uncle Nearest Rye. Mm-hmm. So with that, I think it holds its own. Mm-hmm. I think I'd give it a 3.75.
Damn.
For me.
Okay.
Because if you're looking for a rye, you want the pepper, you're getting all of that.
Getting that.
The fact that the taste changed when I put a little bit of water. Mm-hmm. Not only did it mellow, but all of a sudden I got this, because like I said, my grass. Favorite thing is cutting grass. Yeah. So all of a sudden you get that smell, and it made it even more endearing to me. So I'm going 3.75.
Okay, that's what's up.
3.25. Three quarters.
I can
math good.
You just say math right now. Yeah, just right now. So, Bo, what you say?
I enjoy rides, man, and I come across a situation where I don't find a lot of rides where that I'm really excited about, you know.
Right.
There's a couple. You know, Uncle Nearest Rye is okay to me. I'm not a big fan of it. The Traverse City Rye is pretty good.
It's dope.
I like that one. That Jack Daniel's special rye. That's probably my favorite.
That's your favorite.
I'm going to put this right behind that Jack Daniels, man.
Okay.
I'm going to give this a solid 4.
Okay. Damn. Well,
this is solid. I'm a fan.
I dig that.
Especially for my indigenous Tejano brother. Nice job.
For sure. Appreciate that, though. I ain't going to lie. I'm glad that we like it. And I'm glad that we like it because we are honest. And if we didn't like it, I would hate to be the one to tell you.
We would definitely say it.
1.5. Yeah, we've given some ones. So now this is dope though. So you said a straight 4,
mm-hmm.
3.75. I'm gonna give it a 3.5. I like it. I mean, obviously, I'm not completely sold on rye yet. But as far as rye go, this is definitely for me my comparison. Not in taste profile, but my comparison to what I like,
mm-hmm.
Which would be the Uncle Nearest Rye. I think this is neck and neck, which I actually had some last night. So shout out to the Loft out in Farmington, Michigan, where I had some Uncle Nearest Rye. But this is really close to that. And to be honest with you, I hate to say it, but if I had to choose between the two, I actually like this one better. Like I actually like this one better than Uncle Nearest, which is saying a lot for me because I, for whatever reason, I give a lot of credence to Uncle Nearest products. So like for me to put it above that,
it's
quality though. Like can't be mad about it. So, but yeah, it's still Austin. It's on point. 100 proof rye. I fuck with it. Yeah,
but you know what? Last night I had some piggyback rye.
Okay.
What's the piggyback?
I never had that.
Now that's a Canadian,
mm-hmm.
So it's got a softer taste to it.
Yeah.
I having the two of them to compare, I like the punchiness of this over the more mellow piggyback. I'm finding with the rye, I do want that spice. I do want that kick.
Yeah.
And this does a good job of kicking you. So no, it does a good job. I'm looking at that rabbit, thinking about a rabbit kick.
Right. For sure. And just like the subtle, a little subtle sweetness for me that's setting it off, because I have to have a little sweetness.
Some vanilla.
Yeah, a little vanilla in there. Yeah, nice little subtle sweetness. So yeah, for sure, I'm giving it 3.5. So that's 4, 3.5, 3.75. So pretty solid.
Yeah,
that's pretty solid.
Average 3.75.
What's that called? The mean.
Right, the mean.
We math good. I'm telling you,
I don't math good. I am not claiming that. I will not claim that. But no, I think this is a solid effort right here. Shout out again to El Whiskey Lero, man. Thank you for the love. Steel Austin, dog. This is dope. I fucks with it, dog.
This is dope.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we go drink some more, but then we go get out of here. So make sure that you check out all the replays at www.everybodylovesbbw.com and like, share, and subscribe, all that good stuff. And if you want to, you know, because Steel Austin sent us something to review. If you would like to send us something to review, just hit me in my inbox. That's q.lewis313 on Instagram, dog. We can hook something up. We definitely do a review. And be aware that we are honest. All right, so if we don't like it, we gonna tell you. Even if you send it to us for free, like we gonna tell you we don't like it. But that's it. Till the next time, man. Make sure you check out all the replays, and we'll be back next week with a whole nother spirit, same shirt, but it's gonna be a whole nother episode. Don't worry about that. I got my man Angry Principal in the building.
Drink what you like, how you like.
My man Bo holding it down.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live. From the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.